Hello from the BBC. I'm Alexander Griffiths with an update on the war in Ukraine. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has addressed the UN Security Council for the first time since Russia invaded his country. It follows the discoveries of scores of bodies in Bucha and other towns near Kyiv after Russia's retreat from those areas. Mr. Zelensky accused Russia of genocide. Russia denies that charge. In his speech, Mr. Zelensky called for reform of the United Nations and for Russia to be expelled from the UN Security Council.
We must do everything in our power to pass on to the next generation an effective UN with the ability to respond preventively to security challenges and thus guarantee peace, prevent aggression and force aggressors to peace, have the determination and ability to punish if the principles of peace are violated. There can be no more exceptions or privileges. Everybody must be equal. All participants of international relations, regardless of economic strength, geographical area, and individual ambitions. The power of peace must become dominant, the power of justice and the security.
The BBC's Jurgita Lemire has been to the town of Bucha.
What I can see in front of me now is a shallow grave with four bodies lying in it. And I've been told by the Ukrainian officers that these are the bodies of the head of the village, her husband, her son. There's another unidentified body, and they say there could be more because they haven't yet had the time to look properly.
Russia has denied carrying out attacks on civilians in Bucha and other towns near Kyiv, but satellite images released by a US company appear to contradict Moscow's claim that the killings happened after its soldiers had left. The New York Times, which has analysed the images, says the shapes of what appear to be bodies shown in the satellite pictures dating from mid-March correspond with the locations of corpses found after Ukrainian forces re-entered Bucha. This shows that many of the civilians were killed more than 3 weeks ago, when the town was under Russian control. The Ukrainian MP Oleksiy Honcharenko travelled to Bucha and told the BBC what he had seen.
I was 3 days there. It's not only Bucha which suffered, it's Irpin, Hostomel, Bucha, number of smaller towns and villages in the area to the north and northwest from Kyiv. And that is so awful, so horrific picture, I just can't explain you. I saw dozens of bodies of killed people just lying on the streets and just been in their cars burned down.
The BBC's Emma Vardy reports from Lviv in western Ukraine.
EU says it will send teams of international experts to the region to help collect and preserve evidence. And the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and the EU's foreign policy chief Josep Borrell plan to travel to Ukraine to meet Mr. Zelensky in Kyiv this week.
The European Union has also announced further sanctions on Russia. Top EU official Ursula von der Leyen said the EU would target Russia's coal exports and banking sector to cut deeper into Russia's economy. Foreign ministers from the G7 will meet to discuss other measures on Thursday. Meanwhile, in Russia, the Kremlin said it did not reject the possibility that President Zelensky and Putin will still have a face-to-face meeting, suggesting peace negotiations are still on the cards. Steve Rosenberg is our Russia editor.
Peace talks have been going on in various formats and various ways for weeks now. But I think it's still too early to say how real they are and whether they are going to lead to a ceasefire or lasting peace. If Russia is now focusing on the Donbass and the south, this does not mean it has given up plans to force the whole of Ukraine into Russia's sphere of influence. It's just that this might now become a longer-term plan. I think if you listen to what Vladimir Putin has been saying about Ukraine for years now, it is clear he does not view Ukraine as a sovereign nation. He sees it as a territory that historically belongs to Russia.
The NATO Secretary-General has warned that Moscow hasn't given up its ambitions and is aiming to conquer the entire Donbass region in the east over the coming weeks. Jens Stoltenberg said NATO aid will include anti-tank weapons, air defence systems and other equipment.
NATO will also look to provide cyber security assistance and equipment to help Ukraine protect against chemical and biological threats.
Those are the latest developments on day 41 of Russia's invasion. I'm Alexander Griffiths at the BBC.